Good morning, everyone. Today is the 11th of February, 2020, Tuesday morning, and I hope you all are having a blessed week. The Bible has much to say about the value of true Christian fellowship. Welcome aboard, Troy Scharborough. Glad to see you this morning. You know, when we go to the Word of God about true fellowship, we're told that in Malachi 3:16, they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. And the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before the Lord and that thought upon his name. Isn't that something? A book of remembrance was written for those who fellowship together, those that feared the Lord and thought upon his name. We see many times in Scripture where there was true fellowship between Christ and his disciples, and there were true fellowship between Christ and his followers. It came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. Luke 24:15. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there. Well, we have so far three that are here this morning: Al Bart Sarker, Troy Scharborough, and Larry Phillips. But we are told that we're two or three that are gathered together in his name, and we're gathered in the name of Christ this morning, that he's going to be in the midst of us. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Exhort one another daily, while it is called the day, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Well, yesterday I was blessed to be a part of a conference call between four believers. And we loved talking about the things of the Lord, you know. And that conference call was 2 hours of fellowship. Beautiful fellowship about God's faithfulness to us, about the joy that we find in our salvation, the strength that we gather from it, regardless of what's going on in the world or around us, regardless of how we may be being attacked. It was a great time of building up. You know, Paul spent a lot of time exhorting us to build one another up in the faith, to edify each other. And so, even though we may feel somewhat isolated, even though we may feel somewhat alone, God has his people scattered everywhere. He says that he would build his church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And so we are told that he has already completed the work for all of those for whom he's died. We can be certain that in heaven we're going to have the fellowship of all fellowships, when all of his family are going to be gathered together at the great marriage supper of the Lamb. I cannot imagine what that's going to be like. And so, men and women who of faith, who enjoy the fellowship of each other, are, this is a, just a small demonstration of the kind of reunion we're going to have in heaven. Where two or three are gathered together, there will I be. In my name, I will be in the midst of them. You know, a lot of people in the secular world have a lot of, they have a lot of social activities. There's a lot of parties going on. People love to gather around entertainment, you know, Super Bowl Sunday. You know, I had a preacher tell me one time, not a preacher, I had a fella tell me one time, you know, he said it was around, this was probably 25, 30 years ago. He told me, I'd like to invite you to our church this Sunday, it's Super Bowl Sunday. And he says, we got a big screen TV they're going to bring in, and we're going to have, he said, we're even going to have alcohol and everything. He says, I'd like to invite you. And he said, before you say anything, because he says, I know you're kind of a isolationist or, you know, separatist. But before you say anything, he says, it's really a service to the public. You know why? And I said, why is that? He says, well, when we're all there watching the Super Bowl and at halftime we have some drinks together and everything, he says it keeps people from going off the deep end at homes getting drunk and stuff. Oh, wow. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing how, if a person is not interested in the things of the Lord, they'll bring the world right into the so-called church, won't they? Welcome aboard, Raj Kumar. Raj Kumar, welcome aboard. Glad to have you with us. Well, but when we get together around in the name of Christ as true Christians, we talk about God's grace, about His works, about His mercy, about our eternal future that we're looking forward to. Even though our fellowship is sweet now, clouded by the world of sin, just think how much more precious it will be with Him then. Not having this battle between the spirit and the flesh and devil, but in the New Jerusalem, never again having to contend with evil. And this is all made certain by God's mighty work of redemption, granting us forgiveness and giving us admission into the greatest paradise we could ever imagine. He says He's preparing for us a place in heaven. His preparations are perfect and without any taints of sin. When we think on the works of God from beginning to end, it's a marvelous exercise for those of us who have been born again. You know, we as Christians enjoy hearing the old story over and over again. We don't ever get tired of hearing about the death, the burial, the resurrection, the return of Christ. We never get tired of it. I had a fella tell me one time, I'm getting sick and tired of hearing about the same thing over and over and over. You know, death, burial, resurrection, death, burial, resurrection, death, burial, resurrection. I never get tired of that. You know, tell me the story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Well, it is a sweet, sweet story. And so those that get tired of hearing it, how are they going to live forever with Christ in eternal glory, where we're proclaiming, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive glory and honor and power and wisdom and might, who hath redeemed us to God from every tongue, every people, and every nation. Well, you know what? God's people are going to be around his throne, worshiping and praising our Savior. And so this morning, it's been a joy being with you all around his name. It's been a good thing. It was good yesterday to be on this conference call with fellow believers. And if any of you would like to call, it's not a public format because, you know, we don't want to open doors for strife and contention. Sometimes that's what happens with talk show programs. They become a catalyst for people to go in and listen to the conferencing and then pick apart everything anyone says and attack the group. So we're cognizant of that. We've learned some lessons over the years. So we have a very private conference call for those of like faith. And so if you believe in the doctrines of grace, I want to let you know that we have this conference call every Monday. It's usually at 1 o'clock Central Time. And if you would like to be called, placed on that call, if you will email me, not messenger me, but if you will email me your phone number, I'll get Walt Stickle, who is the kind of the moderator of the call, to put you in the slot to call you. Especially if you're in the United States, I don't think we can call out of the contiguous 48 states, I don't believe, but that happens every Monday around 1 o'clock. And it's a very beautiful time. Usually it goes for a couple hours. And we come away being lifted in our spirits. You know, and we find that we have a kindred spirit, thinking upon the things of God. And so this morning, I would like to invite those that might have an interest in the United States to be a part of that conference call. It's not recorded. you know, hope, like faith and repentance, is a gift from God. And when it is given, faith gives its nod. They are joined together and sent from above. We could never have faith, belief, or hope when we were dead in sin. It's the greatest evidence that we have been born again. By the Holy Spirit who gave us these things, including repentance, causing heart to flee to Christ and the joy he did bring. Having assurance that Christ died for our sins is the greatest joy that could ever be, knowing that we are part of the elect family. Bought by his blood and adopted by him before we even born, chosen to be ransomed from our sins. This is the greatest miracle that Christ did for you and me, adopting us into his family and dying on the rugged tree. This is our eternal song that we will forever sing, thanks be to Calvary. We're forever free in eternal life he did to us bring. Well, I hope this morning finds you rejoicing and praising God for the wonderful things that He's done for us. And Revelation 4:11, Troy says, he refers to that scripture I've been doing. Actually, it's interesting because we were doing a study last night. I was on the phone with a brother in Revelation 4:10 and 11. Worthy are you, O Lord and God, for you've created all things by your word. Worthy in honor and power and blessings and might. You know? And the four beasts and the 24 elders bowed down and worshiped Jesus Christ. Well, I hope today you will find in Christ sustenance and strength, grace and mercy and truth. May God be with you.